My name is Nico Fontaine, and what I'm about to tell you is probably going to sound a little strange. You have been warned. Welcome to Ghosts Etc. What's going on, guys? My name is Nico Fontaine. I'm a paranormal investigator with over 10 years of paranormal experience. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I started doing paranormal investigations approximately about 10, 11 years ago. I helped start up a group with my friend Chris that we named the Paranormal Historical Research and Analysis Team, or FRAT for short. And it was really just put together as a venture of just two guys trying to find some shit to do. Though both of us had had past experiences with paranormal activity, neither one of us wanted to essentially talk about it because we thought that it would make us sound insane. So it was kind of nice being able to have somebody to bounce that off of, and then just essentially have that person who didn't think you were insane. That then opened up a huge can of worms, and people started to reach out to us and started to talk to us about their experiences, whether they be poltergeist, whether they be apparitions, all terms that we will go over through the life of this podcast. I guess a little bit of a backstory, I guess my personal experience kind of opening this up. I want to welcome anyone who has had an experience or believes they've had an experience or anything to call into our show or message us or shoot us an email. All the above will be listed in the description section, so feel free to contact us. I want this to be a safe place for you guys. There's no judging here. Obviously, I wouldn't be a paranormal investigator for 10 years going and not have seen anything. So trust me, I believe you. So let me begin with my first experience, when I was approximately, I want to say I was 7 years old. I was living, in a home, right next to my grandparents' house. And I had this bedroom towards the front of the home. Now this house had no activity prior to this, which is what really freaks me out, the most. I was essentially in my room. I passed out with the lights on. You know how that happens when you go lay down, not really planning on going to sleep, but then you pass out. That essentially happened to me. So in that process, I woke up, you know, half asleep, you know, got to take care of my glasses or take off my glasses. I do wear glasses, by the way. Take off my glasses, shut off the light, and actually go to bed. In that process, though, on the edge of my bed was what I can only describe as four fingers of a gorilla coming up from the underside of the bed. I stared at it for a long time. I'm 100% sure of what I saw. Did I make a sound? Fuck no. Did I go to sleep? Not immediately. I'm pretty sure my body went to the fight or flight response, and I eventually just passed out of fear. Woke up in the morning. There was nothing crazy, but that was definitely a scary fucking moment for me at 7 years old. Granted, at seven, I chalked it up to being just some bullshit dream that I was having, and I'm just crazy. Didn't tell anybody about that story. Fast forward about 3-4 years, I was 10, 11 years old, something like that. I was in a different home, halfway down the block. It was a different house. It used to belong to my aunt and uncle. And in this home, I slept in a back corner room. One evening while I was sleeping, shit, I might have been older. I don't know, like 13, 14 now that I look back at it. But anyways, so I was old enough to know and call bullshit on something. I was laying on my bed and I was facing the door, and I woke up, you know, one of those weird, like you wake up in the middle of the night type of things. And, I know it's a theory out there that if you wake up in the middle of the night for no particular reason, it's because someone or something was looking at you. That's probably what woke me up. 'Cause when I woke up, I looked at that doorway And the doorway, I shit you not, had a guy in a white suit standing there. All black skin. Not like black as in like an African American, but like his skin was just fucking black. Like scary tire black. And his suit was perfectly white. He had a white hat, white shoes. This dude was decked out in a perfect suit, staring dead at me with red eyes. I remember this shit like it fucking happened yesterday. So I'm staring at this guy. I am in a state of paralysis. Like I can't scream, move, or anything. The guy looks at me, turns away, walks into the bathroom, which is directly across from my door in the hallway. Goes in there, closes the door, and a light inside just shuts off. And at that moment, I yell for my father. Remember, I'm like 14 years old. Looking back, I was probably like 14 years old. I know to tell my dad is I think there's a fucking guy in our house. And he's in the fucking bathroom right now. And my dad went in there, you know, check that shit out. And there was nothing in there. And I told this story to my aunt. My aunt is someone who just fucks with shit. She is a self-proclaimed bruja, which means witch in Spanish. And she fucks with shit. And that room that I was in apparently was where she kept all of her little saint statues. And I didn't know that shit until after we moved out. So, long story short, I was visited twice by two different things that scared the shit out of me. Well, that should have scared the shit out of me to a point to avoid that kind of shit. Nah, man, I took that head on. And since I was like 23 years old, I have been doing paranormal investigations. All willy-nilly, for fun, never for money. And I go in there with a true skepticism, right? So skepticism being that I want to prove that what you're experiencing is bullshit. Because that's the only way I can get true evidence, is if I go in there expecting to find bullshit and then have zero logical explanation for the stuff. Then whatever I find is truly, you know, pertinent data, you know. Anyways, this is just going to be an introduction. I just wanted to test out how this is going to be. We're going to call this episode zero. Episode one should go up tomorrow. So I look forward to giving you guys that episode. And episode one, we're going to go into basic terminology and stuff that we're going to be using on the show, just so nobody's lost on what the fuck I'm talking about. And, you know, go into what we consider to be class one, class two, and class three entities. So that's going to be super exciting. I'm not going to lie. Anyways, guys, thanks for tuning in to episode zero, I guess, of the Ghost Etc. podcast. My name is, again, Nico Fontaine. And remember, if you think you saw something, there's more than likely you probably did. Thanks so much for listening. Have a good night.